1 a.m. You're listening to Destination Out. We're going to carry on just a little bit more Henry Threadgill here. His tracks are pretty long. So this is also from a new release on the Pi label. It's called Double Up Plays Double Up Plus. And this group, nine-piece, I think. No, eight. And Threadgill doesn't actually play on this. He wrote the music and conducts the band. There's saxophones, cello, tuba, three pianos, and a drummer. And we're going to hear a cut from this called Clear and Distinct from the Other B. Henry Threadgill.
Thank you.
This is WCMU, your music and NPR news station. 23 and a half minutes after 1 a.m. That was Henry Threadgill from the Zooid band, In for a Penny, In for a Pound, Pulitzer Prize winning recording of a couple of years back on the Pi label, and a tune called Tresopic, and a quintet, Henry Threadgill on alto and flutes, Jose DeVia on trombone and tuba, Liberty Elman guitar, Christopher Hoffman violoncello, and Elliot Cave on drums. Really great album. And before that, we heard Henry Threadgill, Double Up Plays Double Up Plus, a new release on Pi that Threadgill doesn't actually play on, but he has a band playing things. And some of the same folks that were on that other piece are in the band. So real nice. And a track there called Clear and Distinct from the Other B. Okay, moving along here, we're going to check out a cut here from Bobby Bradford with John Stevens and the Spontaneous Music Ensemble. A really great album that was recorded in 1971 in England when Bobby Bradford went over to play with the Spontaneous Music Ensemble. Produced two albums worth of really great music. The Spontaneous Music Ensemble at the time had Trevor Watts on alto and soprano, Bob Norden, trombone, Julie Tippett's vocals and guitar, Ron Herman bass, John Stevens on drums. For those of you that don't know Julie Tippett's, she went by the name of Julie Driscoll in the 60s and was really a very popular pop star singer in England. And then married Keith Tippett, the great jazz pianist, and started to get into improvisation and things and never really looked back for the most part. But she put out some really big hit records with Brian Auger, really great singer. And anyway, so it's kind of a really interesting, unique career that she had where she really, you know, was kind of hitting the big time, almost like a Janis Joplin level of popularity in Europe, and then just sort of set it aside and moved into a different kind of music. We're going to hear a track here called The Rhythm Piece. Bobby Bradford with John Stevens and the Spontaneous Music Ensemble. Thank you. Carl Berger from the album Transit. We heard Dakar Dance from that, Carl Berger. Piano, Dave Holland. Bass, Ed Blackwell. On drums, that was Black Saint label album, and recorded in 1986. Before that, from a real early Carl Berger album on Milestone called Tune In, with Carlos Ward, Dave Holland, and Ed Blackwell. Carl Berger on vibes, and that was like 1969 on the recording on that. And we heard the tune, was it Clarity? Mm-hmm. Clarity from that. And I got the title again, I've been doing that tonight, of the piece before that. We opened up with a tune called Room 408, and I said it was called Rhythm Piece. Room 408 from Bobby Bradford with John Stevens and the Spontaneous Music Ensemble, 1971. We're at 14 minutes in front of the hour. I'm going to get back to the new John Coltrane record we featured last week. Thought I'd do something a little different here and play the original version of Nature Boy, recorded in the late 50s by Nat King Cole. And it's been a while since I read up on the history on the song, but it's really an interesting history where the parts I remember, the homeless person actually wrote the song and somehow got into somebody's hands and they thought it was really beautiful. And Nat Cole recorded it, and Abez, the guy that wrote it, got credit for it and was able to, move out of his kind of dire situation from that. It was really an interesting thing. Plus, it's just this really beautiful song. So we're going to hear the original with the vocals, kind of overproduced version by Nat Cole. Actually, on YouTube, there's a television performance with Nat Cole, guitar player, and I think it might be a, I can't remember if it's a drummer or a bass player. I think it's a bass player. And it's really a beautiful rendition of the song. I actually kind of like it more than this particular one. But this is the hit version of it, if you will. And then Coltrane loved the song. And, you know, and he was remaking, like, My Favorite Things and Inchworm and pieces like that. And so it kind of fit into his, you know, adapting a few popular song forms, and he really thought the song was beautiful and did quite a few different renditions of Nature Boy were recorded. And on this new Coltrane thing, we're going to play the version of Nature Boy there that, to my knowledge, never was released, and it predates all of the other Coltrane versions, so that's kind of interesting. But first, Nat Cole.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thank you.
you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.